from the town of Hope in supernatural British Columbia in Canada. I'm your DJ, Tony. We're looking at the songs the Rolling Stones gave away. Starting out in 1964 with George Bean. Top Radio, starting out our salute to the songs given away by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. That is George Bean, 1964, Will You Be My Lover Tonight. The first of our hit parade and not so hit parade, a song given away by Mick and Keith. That one didn't even crack the top 50, even though Mick and Keith were in the studio when it was recorded. Now we go off to Adrian Posta, Shangadoolang. Is Adrian Posta, Shangadoolang, from the pen of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, sounding very Brill Building and Phil Spector is there with the production talents of Mr. Andrew Lou Bolden. That's the second single released by artists that were given songs by Mick and Keith, and it wasn't a hit either. It took until this one from Gene Pitney, That Girl Belongs to Yesterday, to crack the charts.
Last night I needed you so bad. I was alone and feeling sad. But now that I recall, you left me after all, the only girl I've ever had.
nothing left to say. She only wanted me for play. I learned my lesson fast, but now I know at last that girl belongs to yesterday.
Coming off a friendship between Gene Pitney and the Rolling Stones, that is a song they gave to him called "That Girl Belongs to Yesterday" from 1964. It was a charter in the UK, made it to number 8 with Andrew Lou Goldham once again doing the production duties. We are Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope and Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, saluting the songs the Rolling Stones gave away. That one is called Give Me Your Hand by Teddy Green. We don't know that much about Teddy Green or who he was, but we do know it was released on Piccadilly, and not many people know much about it because it didn't chart or sell many at all. Better luck next time, like with this one from 1964. This is Mary Ann Faithful. She was given a big hit with a record called As Tears Go By.
Bye.
know. Marianne Faithful would take that one to number 9 in the UK charts. It was a B-side from the Rolling Stones, which they also just so happened to have recorded in Italian, which Marianne, of course, did not do. We are Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. We're saluting the songs the Rolling Stones gave away. And right now we head to 1965 for the Mighty Avengers.
Walking through the sleepy city in the night, it looks so pretty. Till I got to that one cafe that stays open night and day. Well, when you walk through the sleepy city in the night, it looks so pretty. Till I got to that one cafe that stays open.
We are Pop Shop Radio. Salute the songs written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Every song on this show written by Mick and Keith. That one is from a group called the Mighty Avengers, Walking Through the Sleepy City, 1965. Stone's own version would appear on the Metamorphosis album many years later, but that is the original version. Right now, we have got a group called the Green Beats, You Must Be the One.
Shop Radio saluting the music of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
That is a group called the Green Beats. Recorded You Must Be the One on the Pi label. They were unknowns before that came out and remained so after it was released. Cool, huh?
Congratulations, well done, my friend, you've done it again.
any connection whatsoever to the Cliff Richard song, Congratulations, or a much later group called West Life. That is West 5 doing a Rolling Stones song that showed up on the 1964 12x5 LP on London in the U.S. and is called Congratulations. And, well, it wasn't much of a hit. Right now, we have got the Toggery 5. I'd much rather be out with the boys.
Here I
Mick and Keith wrote that one, thought it was a little too poppy for their tastes. So a group called the Toggery 5 went into Abbey Road Studios and put it to wax and didn't have a hit with it. But that's okay, because the Stones would come out with their own version on their Contractual Obligation album called Metamorphosis several many years later. Well, okay, fine. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. We'd love to hear from you. Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Right now, we've got Vashti Funyun. Something just sticks in your mind. That is one perfect record, the Pop Sound of 1965, from the pen of Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. Something just sticks in your mind, from Vashti Funyun. Ooh, it is so good. It is a legendary record. Right now, we got a belter coming from you, coming to you, from Lulu.
You've been-
been telling lies and lies. I cannot tell it in your eyes.
Well, that is Lulu doing a song that the Rolling Stones released in the U.S. on Rolling Stones Now in 1965. Oh, what a belter from her. In the U.K., you didn't get to hear it until an LP was released in 1971, a Stones LP. But that was Lulu's version. Not too bad stuff, huh? Right now, we've got Chris Barlow, who recorded quite his share of compositions written by Mick and Keith. This is from an LP. It's called Think on Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ Tony. Hi out there, world.
Think, 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 oh, think, oh, come on, baby. Think, got your
Pop Shop Radio saluting the songs written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. The songs that the Stones gave away. Chris Farlow from his immediate LP, 14 Songs to Think About. That one is, curiously enough, called Think. It was a fairly good title, I would say. Right now we go off to Liverpool for a comedian named Jimmy Tarbuck. This is a B-side from him, written by Mick and Keith. It's called Wasting Time.
Wasting time inside my mind. The thought of him won't go away. Come every day, we're just wasting time. That we're learning while her hands keep turning. Oh girl, can't you see? Wasting time inside my mind. The thought of him won't go away. Come every day, we're just wasting time.
Not only did the Beatles come out of Liverpool, but also a guy named Jimmy Tarbuck. He was a comedian, but he also recorded a couple of pop records. That is the B-side to his A-side called Someday, a Ricky Nelson composition. But that one was written by Mick and Keith Jagger, one of the songs the Stones gave away. That's what we're featuring this week on Pop Shop Radio. This is Pop Shop Radio, heard on great radio stations like WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida, and Channel 292 in Germany. We're heard around the world from Europe and from Florida. If you'd like to get a QSL card, send us a reception report to RadioPopShop@gmail.com. You'll also get a cool Pop Shop Radio sticker, and you can follow us on Twitter at Pop Shop Radio 1. Visit us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca, and stick around for our shortwave radiogram at the end of this show. Right now, here are the Epics and Blue Turns to Gray.
So now that she is gone, what happens every dawn? When all the blue and lonely nights tonight turn into days, then blue turns to gray.
Thank you.
year before Cliff Richard got around to recording his big hit version of it. That is a group called The Epics. And Blue Turns to Gray. Some people from that group would go on to greater things with T-Rex and a group called Christie. We are Pop Shop Radio, and as promised then, we have Cliff Richard's version of Blue Turns to Gray. This one is from 1966.
Well, now that she is gone, you won't feel bad for long. For maybe just an hour, or just a moment of the day. Then blue turns to gray, and try as you may, you just don't feel good, and you don't feel alright. And you know that you must find her, find her, find her. You think you'll have a ball, and you won't hurt at all. You'll find another girl, or maybe more, to pass the time away.
Then blue turns to gray, and try as you may, you just don't feel good, and you don't feel alright.
And you know that you must find her. Places where she likes to be, but she has gone away.
Then blue turns to gray, and try as you may, you just don't feel good.
That one lifted Sir Cliff, not quite yet Sir Cliff, into the charts at number 15. Blue Turns to Gray from the pens of Keith Richards and Mick Jagger's. We play the songs the Stones gave away here on Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. Now we want you to imagine the Rolling Stones as done by the Beach Boys. Here's Charles Dickens.
No use crying now.
Around, you thought I was so much.
Well, that's a guy named Charles Dickens, not to be confused with the other guy named Charles Dickens, because this really was a guy named David Anthony who was a photographer and didn't have a hit with a song called So Much in Love. Sounding a little like the Rolling Stones there. Well, now we're going to try again with a group called the Hitmakers. Chop Radio from Canada, saluting these songs written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, given to other artists or picked up by other artists and from Scandinavia. The Hitmakers tried with their version of So Much in Love, a completely different take from the one you heard right before that, which is not actually too bad. And as you can hear, it is a real record. Right now, we've got the Searchers. You can turn. That was an LP track for the Stones, but the Searchers released it as a single, took it to, number 31 in the official UK charts. That is called Take It or Leave It. We are Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. Want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? To send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We'll get you one and a cool Pop Shop Radio sticker. Right now, we've got twice as much. This is called Sitting on a Fence as we salute the Stones.
Since I was young, I've been very hard to please. And I don't know wrong from right. But there is one thing I will never understand. Some of the sick things that a girl does to a man. So I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is a part of fun. So I'm sitting on a fence. All of my friends at school grew up and settled down. They mortgaged up their lives. When things got said too much, but I think it's true. They just get married cause they've nothing else to do. So I'm just sitting on the fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is so hard to find. So I'm sitting.
Pop Shop Radio saluting the songs that the Rolling Stones gave away. That is a group called Twice as Much. They're actually songwriters David Skinner and Andrew Rose, who wrote a lot of songs that were released on Andrew Lug Oldham's Immediate record label. And that one is called Sitting on a Fence. We are Pop Shop Radio, and this is a group called The Glass Menagerie. And it's a Stone song called She's a Rainbow. We're coming to you from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia, in Canada.
Have you seen her dressed in blue? See the sky in front of you. Yeah.
Well, that is a group called the Glass Menagerie, pretty much summing up what the psychedelic sound of 1968 sounded like. That is their cover of the Stones. She comes in color. She's a rainbow. We are Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada. I'm your DJ, Tony. We are saluting the songs that came from the pen of the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Here is Nikki Scott and Backstreet Girl. Pop Shop Radio, where every song on this show was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. A salute to the songwriting abilities of the Rolling Stones. That is Nikki Scott and Backstreet Girl from 1967. We are Pop Shop Radio. We want you to get your equipment ready right now, because coming up after our last record, we have got our exclusive shortwave radiogram. It's in MFSK 64, and it'll be a picture of the label of one of the records that we have played on this very special salute to the Rolling Stones. But right now, we have got Del Shannon doing an almost carbon copy of the Rolling Stones' Under My Thumb. Cool, huh?
Please.
This has been Pop Shop Radio's salute to the songwriting talents of the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger and Keith Richard. That is Del Shannon doing his version of Under My Thumb. Hey, it was great having you around this week to tune in with us right here on Pop Shop Radio. Guys and gals, be sure to tune in next week for more cool stuff. But right now, it is time for the Pop Shop Radio Radiogram. It comes up in 3, 2, 1.
Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.